age of decadence, lack of direction and purpose. God has raised several to raise models of integrity and power, models that will rise above the limit of their birth, backgrounds and circumstances to dimensions beyond their imagination. Come, let God show you how the vehicle of grace can take you from where you are to where He has ordained you to be. Grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ through the preaching and the teaching of the Word of Life. Join God's choice servant for the world of His grace.
The Spirit of God will have me pray for somebody here this morning that desperately needs the help of God this month of February. You are quarter to shame. The Lord asked me to tell you that your shame will not happen. I don't know whether the person is here. The Spirit of God says I should tell you that your shame will not happen. This month of February, God and men will arise for your help in the mighty name of Jesus. God and men will arise for your help in the mighty name of Jesus. There is something about mercy that redeems. Mercy redeems lost time. We have been told in the first service. The scripture says, arise for our help and redeem us for thy mercy's sake. For somebody whose amen will reach heaven in this month of February, God and men will arise to help you in the name of Jesus. And God's name alone shall be glorified. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Come on, put your hands together for the Lord. Please have your seats. Thank you, choir. Hallelujah. On behalf of God's servant, my father, Reverend Yemi Grisman Adulugu, I'd like to welcome all of us to second service of our fresh fire service for the month of February. And my prayer is that this morning you will see God's power and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. I say you will see God's power and glory in the mighty name of Jesus. So I welcome you, those of you joining us virtually, and those of you joining us actually. There is virtual service, there is actual service. They both carry the same power. Whether you are joining us virtually or what? Actually. God's power will flow to you in the name of Jesus. In the first service, God's servant, Pastor Wale Famakinwa, preached a message on time redemption strategies. If you are not there, I'd like you to please obtain the tape of that message. It will bless you. And this second service, I'd like us to read two scriptures. Jeremiah chapter 5, from verse 16 to 17. Then we are going to read Joel, chapter 1, verse 10. Jeremiah 5, 16 to 17. Then Joel 1, verse 10. Jeremiah 5, 16, the scripture says, their quiver is an open sepulcher. They are all mighty men. Verse 17. And they shall eat up your harvest. That will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Thy bread, which thy sons and thy daughters shall eat. And they shall eat up thy flock. Thy head, they shall eat up thy vine. And thy fig trees, they shall impoverish thy fenced city. Wherein thou trusted with a sword. Joel chapter 1 verse 10. The field is wasted. The field of your life will not be wasted. The land mourneth. Your land will not mourn. For the corn is wasted, your harvest will not be wasted. The new wine is dried up, your new wine will not be dried up. And the oil languishes. By the grace of God, I've been ministering a message I've titled, My Harvest Will Not Be Wasted. If that one looks like your prayer, say it. My harvest will not be wasted. I'd like to start by saying that harvest is God's plan and destination for every man. What is God's plan and destination for every man? Harvest. Harvest is God's plan and God's destination for every man. One of the major blessings that God placed on man from the beginning is the blessing of harvest. One of the mandates that God placed on man from the beginning is the mandate of harvest. Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. The Bible says, and God blessed them. That is harvest. Somebody say, that is harvest. And God said unto them, be fruitful. Somebody say, that is harvest. I'm not hearing us. I'm not hearing us. And God said, multiply. Somebody said, that is harvest. And God said, replenish the heart. So, the mandate of God, ab initio, on man, the blessing of God from the beginning, for man and on man, is harvest, harvest, and harvest. Anything short of harvest is not God's plan from the beginning. Anything short of fruitfulness and multiplication is not God's plan from the beginning. Genesis chapter 8 from verse 21 to 22. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour, and the Lord said in his heart, I will not again curse. And in verse 22, the Lord pronounced the blessing of harvest. It means it is a curse to miss harvest. It is a curse to miss what? Harvest. It is a curse to have seed time and no harvest time. God said, I will not curse again. So what God did in place of a curse is in verse 22. God said, seed time and what? And harvest will not cease. I'd like to pray for somebody here. You have been missing harvest. You remember the story of that man at the pool of Bethesda who has missed his harvest for 38 seasons. And he was going to miss the 39th season. And God intervened. No longer will you miss your harvest in the mighty name of Jesus. Every power that allows you to sow but drop a problem in your life when it's time to harvest, they will be dealt with by the anointing today in the mighty name of Jesus. Shout that amen 3 times. Genesis chapter 8 verse 22. There are 2 truths I want us to consider here before we move forward. The number one truth about harvest is that there is always an event that precedes every man's appointment for harvest. There is always an event that precedes every man's appointment for harvest. And that event is seed time. There is always an event that precedes every man's appointment for harvest. There is always an event that goes ahead of harvest. And that event is what? Seed time. What God is saying in this scripture is that harvest cannot happen until seeding or seed time happen first. God arranged it spiritually. Hallelujah. God did not say, why the earth remaineth, harvest and seed time. The journey onto a destination called harvest always begin with seed sowing. Let there be no one under this commission called Lighthouse whose seed will not touch the ground in this month of February. On in this year 2021. I'm going to explain the nature and characteristics of seed very soon. Psalm 126 verse 6. Psalm 126 verse 6. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing what? Precious seed, shall return with harvest. Your returning with harvest in 2021 is more than a prophetic release. You must actually go forth into 2021 with seed to sow. Can we read that scripture in the New Living Translation? New Living of Psalm 126 verse 6. They weep as they go to plant their seed. I don't care the condition of your planting. Just make sure you plant. Whether you are happily sowing your seed or you are painfully sowing your seed, just sow. Just sow. He said, you see, the manner of your going is specified. The manner of your returning by December 31st is also specified here. He says, as you go, beginning from this month, bearing precious seed to sow, he said, you will return with harvest. Yeah. I don't want to pray for somebody. I don't know for how long you have been weeping, but you have been sowing. You have been weeping. You have been planting. You have been weeping. You have been sowing. This month of February, you will return with harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus, say, I will return with harvest. I am returning with harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. What the scripture is saying is that the only time you have an harvest without the seed time first is when you want to harvest wheat. Harvest of wheats. Wheats are the only crop you harvest even when you do violence to this order, you still harvest. But if you want to harvest fat things and good things and great blessing, seed time must happen first. And this is what we don't like. We just want harvest to happen quickly, sharp, instantly, miraculously, osigbo miracle, just quickly, just happen. God says, seed time must happen first before harvest. Pastor, what is this seed time you are talking about? It is in Ecclesiastes chapter 11 verse 6. The nature and the characteristics and the character of seed. He said, in the morning, sow thy seed. In the evening, withhold not thy hand. For you do not know which one will grow, this or that. Can you give me this scripture in Message Bible Translation? I want to, in this contest, I want to tell you what your seed is for this month. He said, go to work in the morning. Let there be nobody here that will not go to work in the morning except you are doing shifting. Oh, yeah, I mean brain. Because some people might be sleeping in the morning. The only reason for you to sleep in the morning and not go to work is if your work is shifting. Well, we have to know lower. Don't say, pastor said we should go to work in the morning. Kowalo, over dash is no money. Oh, now over time, they will not give you money. But the scripture says, go to work in the morning and stick to it till when? Don't open shop for 1 hour only. Stop it. When I grew up to know my mother, she had a story. She's a powerful believer in prayer. Attend CAC. All mountain, my mother will go. Orioke kinikan, orioke kinikan, orioke. No, all CAC, they are orioke. Okay, Bala, okay, Shegun, okay, Ayo, okay, Bukun, okay, Shilogu, okay, Kore, okay, Kutuni, okay, Agbara, okay, Agbara, okay, Ogo, okay, Rapada, thank you, hey, Lori. And my mother will travel, go, and she will pray for prosperity. Uluwa, prosper me and my children. Prosper me and my children. My father, who did not know as much scripture as my mother, one day called her. I was there. He said, she was reporting our mother to us. Your mother will not rest. Today, okay. He said, okay. Kini, katong badwa. What are you praying for? Ah, ibukuni. Femi at our mommy. My father said, which job will God bless? My mother was a full-time housewife. No trade. Not even selling Shana at that time. It was my father who did not know as much scripture that lectured my mother. Because in Psalm 1 verse 3 per C, the Bible says, whatsoever he doeth, you must give God raw material for God to bless. Let there be nobody that will not do anything. Even Dangote, the richest man in Africa, Makatonta, Iyo. If they say go and sell salt, he will atayo. Dangote is selling salt. I will go and tayo. Ati sugar. Intonta nye. Iwo uli tayo. I know you. Emi. Kemi tayo. Chineke kule yajo. Emi yo. How can you pass? How can you look at me, a graduate? Dangote is selling salt. You have Dangote salt in your house. You have Dangote sugar in your house. Later, lo chef, pastor, see, yo lo beres, yo lo nta ni won ri ran pe ko ma ta yo. Lati bere aye. O de ta yo di Babylonia. To show that seed time must always precede harvest. You must do something. So the nature and characteristic of seed is one, work. Somebody say work. Two, labor till evening. Somebody say labor till evening. Number three, effort and sacrifice. Say effort and sacrifice. Number four, altars that you have raised. It's also your seed. The altars of prayer, the altars of praise you have been raising. If you read Genesis chapter 8, verse 20, you see, the blessing that all of us are claiming, seed time and harvest will not cease, was actually as a result of altar that somebody raised. You have been raising altar. Muraya, you raise altar. In the morning, you raise altar. Concerning something, prayer at night, prayer in the morning, they know you. You have raised prayer. You have raised altar of prayer. You have raised altar of singing. You have raised altars of praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, your altars will not go unnoticed in the name of Jesus. And Noah builded an altar unto the Lord. And in verse 21, the Bible says, the Lord recognized the altar. And in verse 22, harvest came. So, your seed is what? Your work. Your work, your seed will not be wasted. Your work will be rewarded. What's the second characteristic of seed? Labor till evening. Number four, number three, effort and sacrifice. And number four, now the second thing God is saying in that scripture is that your harvest will come. God said, seed time an harvest. In fact, God did not put time to that harvest. So it's going to be all land. Your harvest will not have a season. Dry season, you have harvest. Rainy season, you have harvest. Winter, you have harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus, your harvest will come. Mark chapter 4 verse 29. Mark chapter 4 verse 29. The scripture says, when the fruit is brought forth, I prophesy concerning your life. Your fruit will bring forth in the name of Jesus. I say your fruit will bring forth in the name of Jesus. Your seed will bring forth in the name of Jesus. Immediately, he put it in the sickle because the harvest is come. Your harvest will come in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, this is where I'm going. Why is it that with these abundance promises of God about harvest, why is it that some people still have issues with harvest? They see other people harvest, but their own, they have never harvested. Joshua chapter 3 verse 15. Let me show you something strange. Pastor Wiley started with it in the first service, talking about things that hinders harvest. Now, I want you to read this scripture carefully. Let's read it together. 1, 2, 3, go. See. But we want to use anointing to deal with certain Jordans in your life that is preventing your harvest. Now, look at that place in bracket. This is, God is giving us strange clue to why harvests are delayed, wasted, frustrated, and destroyed. God said, giving us explanation in brackets. For Jordan overflow all his bank. At what? Now, what it means is that your harvest is on the other side. And you must need to go through the Jordan. Now, will it be easy for you when Jordan overflow his bank? Will it be easy? When Jordan overflows, that means there is flood, serious flood. Do you know that when it is the time of harvest, some people's life, certain Jordan just showed up and overflow all. It didn't say some bando, over Gabi Wole to go and harvest, Jordan has overflowed, so you retreat. You are looking at your harvest on the other side, but Jordan has overflowed. For Jordan overflowed all. So there is no way to connect to harvest. An harvest is on the other side of Jordan. What will you now do? What will you do? What will you do? You resign to faith? What will you do is a question. What will you do? You are looking at your harvest on the other side and Jordan has overflown all his barn. What will you do? Church, answer me. What will you do? For what? What will be the prayer point? Pass my Jordan! Any Jordan that is standing between you and your harvest, they will be parted by the anointing today in the name of Jesus. Shout at him three times. Now, let me tell us four Jordans that waste people's harvest. These four here, I will mention it. Am I worried? Even if I don't explain, you will know all the four. I will use it to pray. Number one, Jordan that waste people's harvest. Are you ready for this? The number one harvest that waste or frustrate or prevent harvest is the hunger of God. Number one, yeah. The number one person that can stand on your way to harvest is the hunger of God. Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 21. Deuteronomy 4, 21. Furthermore, this is the testimony of Moses. Furthermore, the Lord was angry with me for your sake and swear that I should not go. You can see Jordan again. That I should, you see, it's like inheritance harvest is always on the other side of Jordan. Amen. Moses was saying, the land of promise is always after Jordan. And the scripture say, when it is time for harvest, now, when you are planting, when you are weeding, when you are doing wahala, Jordan will not overflow. You can even easily walk through Jordan to go to your farm. But when it is time for harvest, something always happens to Jordan. A spirit enters Jordan, and Jordan overflows all his barn to make harvest impossible. That is the picture of some people's life. To go to work, in fact, you are doing overtime. But your overtime is over dash. Hallelujah. Moses said, and that I should not go unto that good land. You will go unto your good land. I can perceive somebody saying, Pastor, how do you use anointing? How do we apply anointing to deal with the anger of God? Praise the Lord. How do you use anointing to deal with the anointed one? You cannot. You use repentance to deal with the anger of God. Repentance and mercy. If you like, if God is angry with you and you're saying, God, I break your anger. They have said, they have blessed our anointing horn. Every anger of God, block him. Because God does not get angry without a reason. And usually, what makes God to be angry is in Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4. Can we see Isaiah chapter 1 verse 4? It is sin in your life that you are failed to do anything about. It is you, a backslider, and you remain a backslider. You get God angry. Look at what God says. Ah! Even God said, ha! That is your way. Only ha! Not your church life, oh, your home life. Everybody, we have two lives. We have public life and private life. Everybody is born again in public life. If you step on some sister's toe in church, bless you. Step on their toe at the junction there. They will give you your size. God said, ah, sinful nation, a people laden with iniquity, a seed of evildoers, children that are corruptors, they are forsaking the Lord. They have provoked the only one of Israel to anger. Sin provokes God. And when God is angry, anything can happen. He can block any harvest. He can waste any harvest. Hold it tightly. That Pastor Kiyosi said this. The reason why some people are suffering without knowing is because they are fighting. It is a hard thing to kick against the brick. It is God that is fighting you. When God sent Jonah on an errand to fulfill a ministry, he thought it was demon fighting. It was not demon, no. It was God responsible for the shipwreck. God was angry. The number one thing that wastes harvest, the number one Jordan that must part today is what? The anger of God. Then how do you now use the anointing to treat the anointed one? You can't use anointing to deal with the anger of God. You use repentance. And the mercy, pleading of mercy. That's what you do. And we're going to do it today. Some of you, as I'm speaking, you know it. It is not demon that is doing me. This one is not demon. This one is God that is angry with me. Hallelujah. Jeremiah chapter 12 verse 13. Jeremiah 12:13. They are sown weeds, but they shall reap thorns. Kai. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit. Ha. They shall be ashamed of their revenue because of the fierce anger of the Lord. Kai. When God is angry, he can waste any harvest. God will not be angry with you. God will only be angry with your enemies. In the mighty name of Jesus. Let's read that one in Message Bible and we move ahead. Message Bible. He said, they will plant weeds and reap weeds. Every power that is causing you to reap weeds instead of wheat, by the anointing of today, those things are wasted in the name of Jesus. Shout that amen 3 times. He said, nothing they do will work. Hey, they will look at their meager crops and wring their hands. All this, the result of God's fierce anger. How do you use anointing to deal with the anger of God? How do you use hot prayer to treat a problem that God is responsible for? Number two, I call it the enemy's activity. Matthew chapter 13, verse 25. Listen to me. You are not the only one interested in your harvest. Look at me. God is not the only one interested in your harvest. Even the devil is also interested in your harvest. That was why that man was planting, somebody was looking, the enemy. How do you define an enemy? Is anybody that is filled with madness because of your advancement? That's an enemy. Luke chapter 6 verse 11. Luke chapter 6 verse 11. And they were filled with madness because of Jesus. And they said, Pastor Roman will look for what to do to him. The enemy is anybody that cannot stand your success, that prefers you to be like this. They love you like this. Each time you want to get to your harvest, they are angry. The devil cannot stand your harvest. The devil is afraid of your harvest. So that is why the enemy will do anything. The scripture says, when man slept, his enemy came. Matthew 13:25. But in verse 28, the scripture says, an enemy has done this. And I want to pray. Whatever the enemy has done in your life, by the anointing they shall be undone in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord will deal with your evil neighbor. Jeremiah 12:14. There are people that are called evil neighbors. Enemies that just want to deal with your harvest. Look at what the God says. He said, thus saith the Lord, against all my evil neighbors. I want to pray for people. You cannot make much progress when you are surrounded by evil neighbors. The Lord will scatter all your evil neighbors by the anointing of this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. A senior colleague of mine told a story of a final year student, medical student. I think I've shared the story before. Medical student final year in either Ondo or Ekiti. Medical student about to write the last paper in medical college. You know, after the last paper, you graduate, you go for internship or you go for youth service. He was about to write the last paper in medical school. And one night he slept. And something, the hand of the enemy enter into his life. Somebody that is looking at harvest. This boy woke up with a thought. The enemy sowed a seed in his life. He called parents, he called his people. And that project, the enemy told him to start a project. And that project will require some money. And he called people all around, get me money. And they got him money. And he bought a piece of land by the roadside and planted India hemp. Yes. When I heard the story, Muni ye, aye. Normally people that plant India hemp, they go inside. How did you know? Hallelujah.
This boy, medical student, final year, last paper to be written. Bought a small land by the roadside. Ibi ti won ti mu o de gbigbo.
After the last paper, before they could mobilize for whatever, the NDLEA came to that place.
Awon to wa nu gbo gan won mu won.
He was caught, taken to prison, taken to court and sent to jail from medical school. An enemy, he himself could not explain what happened to him. The hand of the enemy upon your harvest, the anointing of God destroyed them this morning in the mighty name of Jesus.
Number three thing that destroys people's harvest is death.
Kini mo pe? 2 Samuel chapter 21 verse 9. 2 Samuel 21 verse 9. I want to pray for somebody. Every arrangement of the enemy to use the spirit of death to take you away before your harvest or in the midst of your harvest, those spirits are hereby wasted this morning in the name of Jesus. See after me, say every arrangement of the enemy to take me away by death, before my harvest, during my harvest, be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Can you turn that to prayer on your seat? Can you turn that to your prayer on your seat? Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And he delivered them into the hands of Gibeonites. And they hanged them in the hill before the Lord. And they fell, all the seven together. And they were put to death in the days of harvest. In the first day of harvest, in the beginning of their barley harvest, God was very specific. They gave us information of the baton power. Not when they were planting, not when they were watering, not when they were raising prayers, altars of prayers, not when they were coming to vigil, not when they were crying to God in their closet. Now the miracle has come. If any sickness, what day? Some, they use strange sickness to take people away. I told the story of a colleague of mine who was owed 3 years salary. Something went wrong with IPPIS. If you're a civil servant, and in that situation, God, you are going to IPPIS. Now, IPPIS could be very, very messy. So something happened, and something went wrong. And for 3 years, a junior staff was not paid for 3 years. Then after 3 years, look, you can imagine the suffering. A man, a family man with children, not receiving salary for 3 years. Many of us, people should come like, go, 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 go. This man did not receive salary for 3 years. And after the third year, in his barley harvest, the ministry reconciled all his problem, and they said he should be paid arrears, everything, 3 years. So over a day, then a strange sickness happened to him. His face was peeling. Oju en shi bi gba ton do mi gbono si en loju. O n peel. Oju en be si shi to pe awa pon. He was a kitchen staff. They took him from kitchen. They took him to security. That security ko le se security aro because to ba shi gate fe eyan fa lejo alejo ya sa pada. Because his face was horrible. They gave him permanent nights. He used all the 3 years money to solve the problem. The problem remains unsolved. Every power, every spirit of sickness, spirit of death that wants to take you, destroy your harvest, they are hereby wasted this morning in the name of Jesus. Shout that amen 3 times.
death.
Very powerful thing, you know. A strong weapon in the hand of the enemy. A particular man in this country from Kogi State became interested to govern and became a governor in Kogi State. Look for money to buy form. He bought form. Expression of interest form. Real application form. He went through primaries and was chosen as the flag bearer of his political party to stand for governorship election. He went on campaign throughout the 17-18 local government of Kogi State. Election day came. People voted him into office. INEC was collating results about 8 or 6 hours to the announcement. The people were already congratulating him. He was in clear lead. The only thing was for the INEC to formalize and announce. And he died. Hey, it's the country, isn't it? You're some people are saying, as if I'm saying something in Oklahoma. It's very close to Kogi State. About less than 8 hours to his announcement, to his barley harvest. Barley harvest. I don't know where the death came. And already they were coming, local government announcing, and he was in clear lead. Clear lead. There is no need for a run. People were already congratulating him. The deputy governor was already jubilating. Just for INEC, the returning officer of the state, one professor to announce that, Sir Abubakar Audu, you are now the governor. He died 8 hours to that declaration. You won't die before your harvest. You won't die inside your harvest. In the mighty name of Jesus. One of the things the horn of this morning will do is that it will erase death. When the horn comes upon you, you say, Iku, clear. Death, clear. Sickness, clear. It is time you have suffered. Now you are entering harvest. One power now come. When you were planting, they did not stop you. When you were raising altars, altars of prayer, altars of praise, day and night, they did not stop it. Now, in the days of harvest, in the first day of the harvest. But I love a group of people, Jeremiah 41, verse 7. Those people say, Emma power. Though we have harvest, so Emma harvest it me. You will use your mouth this morning. And it was so. Let's go to verse 8 straight. They want to kill them. They have killed others. But 10 men were found among them that said unto Ishmael, the spirit of death, slay me not, Emma for me. For I have treasures in the field of wheat, of this same barley. Those people said, I'm going to enjoy my barley harvest. You will enjoy your barley harvest. I don't know what barley is, but barley must be a good thing. You will enjoy that good thing in the name of Jesus. Shout amen! And the last one, opposition of men. Judges chapter 15, verse 1. Judges 15, verse 1. Anytime some people's harvests are coming, the voice of opposition to their harvest is always louder to those who are in their support. That's another Ogun Katuni. There is still another governor in Nigeria who has won election. And he was practicing how he will stand inside vehicle. Some things I don't forget. They are like miracle. How did that happen? How did this happen? Less than 12 hours to inauguration. His enemy said, Nigba. They went to High Court. High Court said, leave him alone. They said, no, we are not leaving him alone. He forged certificate. His name, he didn't fall, but his name are not consistent. They went to Apiko, Apiko, Odejo Yenu.
They were still not happy. They went to Supreme Court.
And while the guy was on the open arcade vehicle, that vehicle that carries governor, once of sir, Your Excellency, his enemies, the opposition, were working in the behind to destroy his harvest. He must have spent money. And while he was doing like this, he did not know he was wiping away his harvest. Until they make an announcement. He was in the stadium while he was doing rehearsal. Imagine a wife doing rehearsal in church and the husband sent message, "Mi o se wedding lola mo." That was exactly what happened. Opposition of men. That was what happened unto this man, Samson. Samson came with a gift. He said, "I want to see my wife." But in the case of Samson, Baba Yahweh lori o lady. You can't see that harvest of your wife. You can't see that marriage. Reverend told us of a story of a particular lady that the mother was the one standing on a road of marital harvest. Only to marry that mama told you me. That was a mother's explanation. Any man or woman, rise up on your feet. Any man or woman that is standing on your road, on your way to harvest, to frustrate and waste your harvest, I command them to be wasted this morning in the name of Jesus. Say, "Oh Lord, by the anointing, waste my wasters. Waste of my harvest. In the name of Jesus." Turn it to prayers. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we are prayed. Just one more prayer, then I'll leave this place. Psalm 137, verse 3. Psalm 137, verse 3. But before this prayer, I like all else bows. There are some people that this prayer will not work. You can't use the anointing. You can't say by the anointing. Because if it is the anger of God that is you are fighting against, by the anointing, you can't fight the anointed one with the anointing. You are here this morning, you are not born again. There is no time. I like you all else bowed. Raise your hand and settle that now before the Lord. Can I see you wave your hands to God? You want God to... I can see one hand behind. Raise it up properly if you are raising your hand. Is there any hand? Any hand? You want to give your life to Christ? You want to settle the issue of that sin? And say, "Lord, don't fight me. I don't want the anger of God." Anybody? Praise the Lord. If there's anyone, please, ushers, if you see any hand, bring the person forward. Now, we want to deal with those that waste people. He said, for they that carry us away captive, can you watch it? Required of us a son, and they that wasted us. So there are they that waste people. There are some they. Whether spirit, whether human being, you will take this last prayer. Whatever you rest, there are many of us are Aman Shishel. We are walking. We have walked. But our walk is not, the result is a betrayal of the efforts we are putting. It's a betrayer. The Lord will deal with those people in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it is your evil neighbor, whether it is men, whether it is spirit of death, as long as it's not the anger of God, they will be dealt with this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Say, "Oh Lord, by the anointing, waste my wasters in the name of Jesus." Prayer in the name of Jesus.
You have just listened to the Word of His Grace through God's Choice Servant. We believe in the ability of the world to transform, renew, and change your life for the better as you embrace and do the Word of God. Join God's Choice Servant in life-changing services at the Life Cathedral, Airport Bus Stop, Samunda Jue Road, Ibadan, every Sunday service, 7:30 a.m. Lighthouse International Christian Center, where grace lived. God bless you. Real good.